It's Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. Without a local pennant race, the last few weeks of the Brewers season give fans plenty of time to think about their fallen hero, Ryan Braun. Lake Effect essayist Paul Hines suggests this week in particular would be a good time for Braun to do some soul-searching as well.
In 2004, after Paul Molitor was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, a friend of mine wrote to me, "The Brewers will never have more than two players in the Baseball Hall of Fame, ever. That sucks." It was hard to argue with this sentiment. As a franchise, the crew was pathetic. They hadn't finished above 500 since 1992. They'd just traded away their best player, Richie Sexson. And the lure of Miller Park was already waning after only 3 years. In short, there was little reason to be optimistic for baseball in Milwaukee. And then, two things happened. In 2005, 21-year-old Prince Fielder took his first at-bat as a major leaguer. And 2 years later, Ryan Braun entered the picture. Suddenly, the idea of having a winning season and, dare we jump the gun just a bit too quickly, a future Hall of Famer didn't seem so far-fetched. Fielder played 6 seasons for the Brewers before leaving for Detroit, and though he rejected a long-term contract with Milwaukee, fans can look back on his tenure here with fondness. But Braun did something no one expected. He decided to be the man, the franchise player on a small market team, extending his contract to keep him in Milwaukee through the 2020 season. It was a dream come true for Brewer fans. Finally, someone decided to take the high road and actually chose to stay in Milwaukee. Which is why the recent scandal involving Braun is so monstrously unfair. Not to him, but to us. Finally, a small market team reels in the perfect player with the perfect contract, only to find out that they were sold a bill of goods. In 2011, just 18 games into Braun's MVP season, he said, quote, "I truly believe I can get much better as a player. These first 18 games are probably the best baseball I've played in my career, and I really believe that's a sign of things to come." Well, of course it was a sign of things to come. He was cheating. Now the Brewers are stuck with a sorry excuse for a human being, and, very possibly, a mediocre ball player for the next 7 seasons, an eternity in baseball. They'll have to pay Braun a total of $117 million. This for a team whose total payroll last year was $88 million. What's worse is that Milwaukee fans, who've had so little to celebrate these past 30 years, will no longer be able to look back on 2011 with any pride. The Brewers' first division title in 29 years was a lie. The Brewers' first MVP in 29 years was also a lie. Milwaukee fans might not be so quick to forgive a man who stooped to such inordinate lows as Braun, who was not only willing to cheat, but also willing to hurt other people's reputations to further his own career. If there's a team willing to take on over $100 million of tarnished goods, I'm sure Brewer GM Doug Melvin is all ears. Perhaps Braun can take an active part in this year's high holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. After all, he won't be playing baseball, so he has no excuse not to participate in beginning the long, hard, arduous journey of contrition and ultimately, if he's very lucky, redemption.
Paul Hines is a writer, musician, and former Wisconsinite who now lives in the Chicago area.